Cousin Zundel, what happened next? Did the Himmelsteins manage to get out of Russia without getting caught? Did they make it to the steamship Columbia? Did anyone try to make trouble for them along the way? Oh, tell me what happened next! The suspense is just too much for me to take!
Well, don't worry, Ellie. Mama used to always say that worrying about suspenders can really hold things up.
But Zadie, didn't you always tell me that suspenders are just a snap?
Well, I would have to say that they certainly supported many great institutions, and they definitely improved the overall situation, that's for sure. But Zundel, Ellie's right. Please, don't keep us in suspenders. Suspense.
Yes, Heshi and Ellie, let's get back to the story. The next night at midnight, Papa hired the neighborhood wagon driver, Reb Kalman, to drive us with his horse and wagon to the seaport, which was a full day's travel from Kretschmir.
But why did you have to leave so late at night, Cousin Zundel? Isn't it better to travel when it's light outside?
Yes, Ellie, but we were afraid that our not-too-friendly neighbors would find out about our trip and try to stop us from leaving. And Papa didn't want to take any chances.
Are you ready, Reb Mendel? I think we should leave as quickly as possible.
Yes, Reb Kalman. Just a few more bags to load, and we're ready to go. Thank you so much for doing this for us. Kindlech, you're going to hide with Mama in the back of the wagon with the hay. We don't want anyone to be suspicious of us.
It's itching me. The hay is getting all inside my shirt.
When Papa finished loading all our luggage onto the wagon, he locked the doors and windows to our house and then jumped onto the wagon next to Reb Kalman.
All right. Everyone okay back there?
Yeah.
No.
Say goodbye to Kretschmir, everyone.
Goodbye.
And Reb Kalman whipped the horses, and they took off into the night.
Stop shuffling around, Zundel. It's making me uncomfortable.
Sorry, I'm just trying to get my pencil and paper from my pocket. I'm writing this letter to my friend, Mayor Brunkowski.
Come on! That's all you can think of right now? We're running away for our lives. We're going to America.
Exactly, and I didn't have a chance to say goodbye to him. I'm writing this letter so I can send it to him from America.
Oi, Zundel, forget about letters now. What are they good for anyway?
Please, children, now is not the time to argue.
Hey, who goes there?
Who is they?
Hey, you over there! Stop! In the name of the government!
Oh no, Russian soldiers! What do we do?
Oh! What are you doing here in the middle of the night? Are you spies or thieves sneaking around the villages?
Oh no, Your Excellency. We're just two simple farmers from the local village of Kretschmir, delivering a wagon load of hay to my cousin in the village of Kramotka.
At 1 o'clock in the morning? You expect me to believe that?
It was the only time we could go. You see, my wagon was unusable until tonight. The wheel was broken, and I just got it fixed. And my cousin Kamotka, he was desperate for the hay. His horses were starving because of the drought.
Drought? What do you mean, drought? It has not stopped raining in maybe even a month. Hey, what was that? It sounded like a young boy sneezing. Men, check the back of the wagon.
Zundel, be quiet and don't make a sound.
Capitan Kamandowski?
Yes, Sergeant. What do you want? We are really busy here.
There was a breakout in the main jail.
There was a fake out on the same train?
No. There was a breakout in the main jail.
There is a takeout. The train must have been.
No, you fool. There was a breakout in the main jail.
Oh, there was a breakout in the main jail. Oh, man, let us go. We have an emergency right now in the main jail. Well, my friends, I guess this is your lucky night. But perhaps we will meet again soon. Till then, I strongly suggest that you watch every step.
Phew, you know, Zondo, that part of the story always reminds me of hiding under a blanket in the aeroplane in Damascus, Syria. But Zondo, please continue the story. I can't wait to hear what happens next, even though I heard it 137 and a half times.
Well, for a full day, Mama, Chaimke, and myself bounced around in the back of the wagon with hay itching us on every single part of our bodies. When finally, when we felt we couldn't take it for another minute, I suddenly peeked through a crack in the wagon and cried out,
"Look, look, everyone, at the bottom of the hill! Behind all the boats and the tall buildings, I can see the docks and the huge waves! It's the gigantic ocean!"
"You mean the Atlantic Ocean, not the gigantic ocean?"
"Well, it is a gigantic ocean, isn't it?"
Reb Kalman stopped the wagon, and Papa helped everyone get off and schlepped down the straw-covered suitcases. He then paid Reb Kalman for the trip, and then we Himmelstein stood and watched as the horses turned around and sped back to Kretschmir. We were left standing by the huge seaport, not sure where to go or what to do.
"Well, we're finally here. What a trip. And guess what? I just finished writing my goodbye letter to my friend Mayor Brankowski. Listen, I want to read it to you. I want you to hear what I wrote.